Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the President of the United States has completed his mission to Israel. He completed it with apparently assurances from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to allow some humanitarian supplies into the stricken Gaza Strip. This all having to do with the expected ground mission against the Hamas and Israel completing what 360,000 reservists have been called up to help accomplish. That is in addition to the more than 100,000 active duty Israeli forces. They have been pledged to accomplish the elimination of Hamas. Is that an appropriate goal? Or do we need a ceasefire? There's a huge demonstration, really very loud, very noisy. It is unbelievable to me that these people, especially given the memories of what had happened on January 6th, they're a group of very rowdy demonstrators in the Capitol building right now. They are from a group called the Jewish Voice for Peace, which is an extreme left-wing anti-Israel organization from its very beginning. It is associated with people like Noam Chomsky, Wallace Shawn, Naomi Klein. Tony Kushner is one of the people who is part of their advisory board. This is a very extreme left-wing organization. And I can tell you, as someone who's been active in Jewish community life, really since my teenage years, the idea that Jewish Voice for Peace speaks for the Jewish community, they do not want a continuation of Israel as a Jewish state. So we're talking about people who are out there with Roger Waters. We're also going to be covering him today. He, of course, is the Pink Floyd musician who has called for replacing the state of Israel with a new state that he would not call Israel or Palestine. He would call it the Holy Land. But it would not be a Zionist state in any way. In other words, intended as a home for the Jewish people. And again, part of what happens here with all of this agitation is the notion that the Jewish people are the only major people in the world where the state that they have established, the country that has flourished with the Zionist experiment, as Roger Waters calls it, has actually achieved some pretty great things. It is not entirely a nightmare, as our enemies would have it. Speaking of a nightmare, they had another vote in the House of Representatives. Jim Jordan got fewer votes than before. Fewer votes than before. He actually had one vote fewer. There were some people who had voted for him before who now voted against him. Others who had voted against him now voted for him. But the net loss is he's now not 18 votes short of getting the votes that he needed. He's 19 votes short of getting the votes that he needed. His campaign for speaker probably finished. So now what? We'll be talking about that with Ramesh Panuru of National Review and Wall Street Journal. And we'll be talking about that with Hayes Brown of NBC and MSNBC, also a columnist who is there on site. The idea that everything is going wrong in the United States, there is actually one very encouraging piece of news about the reduction in violent crime. Why is that happening now? And the reports from the FBI and from the National Statistics on Criminality, violent crime is down to below where it was before the pandemic. And this is the kind of progress that no one expected and no one fully yet understands. We will be talking about that also on the Michael Medved Show. First of all, we should get to the issue of the terrible, terrible explosion and loss of life in that hospital in Gaza. It was a hospital that at one time was set up by Baptist Christians, by the way. And it was a hospital that was being used by literally hundreds and hundreds of people to shelter them from any kind of aerial attack, because it's very well known that Israel does not attack hospitals. And the idea that the actual attack was an Israeli, part of an Israeli airstrike, has been totally repudiated by Israel and now by the United States. President Biden spoke about this when he was in Israel arriving this morning. Here is President Joe Biden speaking from after his arrival in Israel. He's already departed from Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. But here is President Biden. Clip 9.
Palestinian people are suffering greatly as well. We mourn the loss of innocent Palestinian lives like the entire world. I was outraged and saddened by the enormous loss of life yesterday in the hospital in Gaza. Based on the information we've seen to date, it appears a result of an errant rocket fired by a terrorist group in Gaza.
Okay, that terrorist group is called Islamic Jihad. And no, they are not the same as Hamas, but they are allied with Hamas. And they, Islamic Jihad is a much smaller group. They have fewer rockets. And the fact that Israel has intercepted radio communication, which they have made available to the whole world, showing in Arabic that the Hamas knew exactly where the rocket came from. Before these claims started that Israel was responsible, there were observers on the scene. They also have aerial footage of the fact that this does not appear at all to have the kind of crater that you would normally have right next to the hospital if there had been a bomb dropped from the air, from an airplane above, which is the way that Israel has been striking back at Hamas and their rocket launchers and more. This was not there. This looked like what it is, which is a rocket that was misfired by an incompetent and bloody and hideous terrorist group, Islamic Jihad. Meanwhile, there's this sound from MSNBC. This is what it sounds like in the Capitol protest that's going on right now. Clip 1.
Now, there have been some arrests made. As I was even walking to this camera, I saw a number of Capitol police taking out protesters with their hands behind their back. We have not gotten official word of how many were charged or what they were charged with, but certainly no matter the arrest, does not stop the protesters from being here, from being loud. And this comes, of course, as President Biden is overseas in Israel, where he met with Netanyahu this morning, where he pledged continued support of Israel amid this conflict, amid this war. But there you have it, just a lot of protesters here calling for a ceasefire on both sides, even right next to me, as you see behind me. And they're singing, and they are shouting, and they are passionate, and they are angry, and they are loud.
And so where do we go from here? We come right back and take a look at the latest, the protests ongoing. Rashida Tlaib giving completely unhinged comments and joined in that by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That and more coming up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Michael Medved show, the scene in the Cannon House office building, a rotunda on Capitol Hill, as Hamas sympathizers chant under a banner calling for a ceasefire. Of note, demonstrations are not allowed in congressional buildings, according to the Capitol Police. However, in this case, there was a different experience. There does not appear to be any fighting with Capitol Police or any real desire to get the very noisy but so far peaceful demonstrators out. The Wednesday demonstration demands that lawmakers in Congress adopt an already drafted resolution authored by Representative Cori Bush of Missouri, one of the very, very progressive, as they are called, left-wing members of the squad, and endorsed by other outspoken progressives in Congress. It's a measure for the Congress, which, by the way, isn't functioning right now because they just had another vote for Speaker where Jim Jordan fell short, and they have no idea who the new Speaker is going to be. And in any event, the point of the resolution is to compel President Joe Biden to facilitate de-escalation, this is in quotes, and a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. It also calls on the Biden administration to promptly send and facilitate the entry of humanitarian assistance into Gaza, which apparently President Biden has succeeded in doing. There is an agreement that was publicized after his lengthy meetings with the Israeli War Cabinet, including led by Prime Minister Netanyahu, to allow some supplies to come in. That this does not mean opening the border crossings into Israel in the midst of an active war situation where there are 1,300 people have just been murdered under the most brutal circumstances imaginable. There is still very close attention to keeping the border between Israel and the Gaza Strip and Hamas, keeping that border tightly closed. That's a matter of safety and self-defense. There is another border crossing in Rafah, which is a border between the Gaza Strip and Egypt, which used to control, up until 1967, all of the Gaza Strip. That is the entryway by which they will figure out a way to closely inspect some of those supplies that come into Gaza. There's already a piece in the Wall Street Journal about how some of the hospital supplies that were allowed in, that have been allowed in, were stolen. By whom? By Hamas. We will get to that as well here on the Michael Medved Show. Rashida Tlaib was with this group of people. And by the way, this is something I heard on one of the cable news channels today when this demonstration got noisy. The broadcaster kept saying that this was a Jewish demonstration. And it was Jewish people and some allies. I very, very much doubt that even close to a majority or half or anything like that of the angry demonstrators were actually Jewish. It's a part of a left-wing organization that is notoriously anti-Zionist, called Jewish Voices for Peace, and extremely left. And here's Democrat Rashida Tlaib, who emphatically is not Jewish, and she's a Palestinian, and she is very proud to show by flying a Palestinian flag outside her office. She attacked President Biden rhetorically, not physically, God forbid, did that as part of the demonstration at the Capitol building. This is clip two.
To my president, to our president. Yes, he's still our, well, hold on. I know, I want him to know, as a Palestinian American, is also somebody of Muslim faith, I'm not going to forget this. And I think a lot of people are not going to forget this. And it's not a threat. It isn't. They think we're joking. I mean, I think the White House and everyone thinks that we're just going to sit back and let this just continue to happen. No. The fact of the matter is, our lives are not safe with you or the former peace president. and our views and our political stance and all of these things. But what is starting to get really, really, really clear and very loud is that somehow many of us in this room, because of our political opinions, because maybe our faith is a certain faith, maybe because our ethnicity is a certain ethnicity, that somehow we're subhuman.
What entity, as President Biden or, for that matter, Senator Schumer or Senator McConnell or whoever the Speaker of the House is going to be, where have people treated you like a subhuman? And I know people are probably tempted to pick up the phone and call, but she is subhuman. She's an awful, awful, unhinged individual. And again, especially when the one hope for some kind of resolution short of a very, very punishing war that nobody wants, President Biden represents that hope. He speaks so carefully about trying to be sympathetic to both sides. This is President Biden in Israel earlier today, speaking about justice. Listen, clip 8.
Justice must be done. But I caution this: while you feel that rage, don't be consumed by it. After 9/11, we were enraged in the United States. While we sought justice and got justice, we also made mistakes. The vast majority of Palestinians are not Hamas. Hamas does not represent the Palestinian people.
Okay, let us hope not. But, of course, the size of the demonstrations and the people who are demonstrating right now at our Capitol building, if they don't represent Hamas, then why, like so many other people, do they say that the Cornell professor we heard from yesterday, who said he felt exhilarated by what Hamas had accomplished? Talking about accomplishing things, what have they accomplished so far in the fight for a new speaker? We'll talk to Hayes Brown of MSNBC coming up on the Medved Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The president is visiting Israel right after a deadly blast at a Gaza hospital that killed hundreds. Palestinian officials are blaming Israel, but the Pentagon said it's not clear who's responsible. New York City Mayor Eric Adams warning it's only a matter of time before asylum seekers will be sleeping on the streets. Former President Donald Trump was back in a New York courtroom yesterday for his civil fraud trial. Upon arriving at the courthouse, Trump once again criticized New York Attorney General Letitia James. Well, it's taken 20 years, but finally the suspect in the disappearance of Alabama teen Natalie Holloway has admitted to her murder. Dutch citizen Joren Vandersloot also pled guilty to extorting and defrauding the teen's mother. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show, glad to welcome Hayes Brown, who is a columnist and editor at MSNBC, with MSNBC Daily, where he helps to frame the news of the day for readers. He was previously at BuzzFeed News, and he holds a degree in international relations from Michigan State University. Hayes Brown, what do you think? Are they actually coming back for a third try on Jim Jordan, with him trying to win those, when it's now 22 votes he needs to turn around to be Speaker of the House?
I mean, they're going to have a third vote, it sounds like, according to Jordan. The question is whether that third vote happens today, whether it happens tomorrow, whether they kick the can down the road further. Jordan has given no sign that he's ready to pull the plug yet. So there will be a third vote. How he fares on that when he's started to lose votes compared to picking them up, that's the big question right now. So right now, last reporting that I've seen has the Republicans, some of the Jordan, McHenry, Patrick McHenry, the Speaker, Pro Tem, others, huddling together right now. It's not even clear whether all the Republicans will meet at a conference today to talk through these issues, let alone whether there'll be another floor vote.
Well, Patrick McHenry has been chosen as the Speaker Pro Tem, the temporary speaker with apparently limited powers. And one of the discussions that they are having, that apparently Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader, has been positive toward, is simply expanding his powers as Speaker Pro Tem and going forward with a temporary speaker, maybe at least to avoid that government shutdown that is looming in less than 30 days.
Right. That is a possibility. So historically speaking, if a Speaker Pro Tem is designated, they have fewer powers than one who is approved by a resolution. So a Republican has said, I can't remember his name at the top of my head right now, has said, I have this resolution. We should vote on it to empower Patrick McHenry for at least until November 17th, or we elect a new speaker, whichever comes first, because November 17th is that deadline day for when the government runs out of funding. So the thinking there is, okay, we'll have McHenry at least be able to bring up bills to the floor to pass, bills on funding the government, whether that's a short-term CR or if, as the hardliners really want, to just go back to like trying to hammer out Republican-only appropriations bills that will go nowhere in the Senate. as well as potentially funding for Ukraine and or Israel. Like, those are the issues that really are that several members are champing at the bit now to get to, but they can't with McHenry as this limited speaker pro tem.
What about the possibility, or is there any possibility, that Hakeem Jeffries, who has been very clear about his opinion of Jim Jordan, he is not a fan. And again, a great many of the people who are opposed to Jim Jordan are opposed to him because he played such a lead role in the stolen election narrative. And in trying to reject the results of the most closely monitored election in American history. Aside from that, is there also significant unhappiness, and I've understood that there is, with some within the Republican conference, unhappiness with Jim Jordan's opposition to aid to Ukraine at a time when Ukraine desperately needs it in order to survive?
Yeah, I'm sure there is. Like, there are still House members who want that vote on Ukraine. The Senate Republicans want that vote on Ukraine funding. So for Jim Jordan to be pretty clearly against it is just another knock against him in these votes that where he cannot afford to lose many people. And it sounds like the outreach from Jordan to some of the holdouts has been kind of sparse, kind of minimal. Like, he has not been working it McCarthy style, trying to offer any kind of concessions to any of the holdouts to convince them to come over. Instead, it's just been bullying and pressure of both internally and externally. You've seen, like, threats of primarying the moderates who have voted against Jordan. Don Bacon of Nebraska, his wife apparently got anonymous threatened text messages because of his vote against Jordan. Like, but this really speaks to what kind of speaker Jordan would be, that he has not tried to offer anything, as opposed to McCarthy, who, as we saw, would eventually have these sort of like backroom deals where nothing was written down, these sort of handshake deals with the arch conservatives that wound up getting him in trouble.
Well, one of the deals that he made was that idea that all it would take would be one person to file a motion, and then you could vacate the speakership. And that's what happened with him, with Matt Gaetz. And you had a total of 8 members of the House of Representatives that were able to overturn the will of more than 200 of their fellow Republicans. That would have to be changed, would it not? Whatever kind of deal they make, whether it involves Patrick McHenry as a speaker pro tem or anyone else. And by the way,
the thing about
any words on anyone else who it could be?
I have not heard anyone who could potentially get to 217 at this point. Like, the fact that McHenry, even in a resolution to become Speaker Pro Tem, as more empowered Speaker Pro Tem, that would require a Democratic vote. And Democrats, last I saw, are huddling amongst themselves trying to decide whether that's something they would support and what kind of concessions they might ask for in return for reopening the House, basically, and being the ones to do so. Jordan has tried to frame it as, oh, you empower Patrick McHenry, that's working with Democrats, that is basically coalition government, and we can't have that, we don't want that. As for who else could it be, I'm not seeing that. And for the motion to vacate, like, that would, again, require Democratic votes at this point, because the ones who voted McCarthy out, they would not want to change that, and it would require a change to the rules of the House that would require a majority vote, and that you would need the Democrats to back that at this point to make that actually happen with those Republican holdouts who want to keep that rule in place.
Wow. And the other ranking Republicans, people like Elise Stefanik and Tom Emmer of Minnesota, I mean, I know those names are floating around, but there must be a sense of urgency. I mean, I can't believe it. We're it's the middle of the week, and the clock is ticking, and the clock is ticking on Israel. Do you think anybody's going to be impacted by this massive demonstration from Jewish Voice for Peace that has taken over the Longworth? I think it's the Longworth Building in Washington. Is that where they are?
That feels hard to say, honestly, because you heard in Elise Stefanik's nomination speech yesterday that Israel was front and center in her reasoning for why they need to support Jordan to reopen the house. So I don't think that that protest will sway anyone who was unswayed. The people who are holding out against Jordan, like, none of them are like, oh, yeah, they're wishy-washy on Israel. So I don't think that this protest will matter that much to them.
Hayes Brown, I appreciate your perspective and your joining us. We've posted some of his most recent columns for MSNBC Daily. We will be right back with more on the Middle East and the middle of a congressional mess coming up on the MedVet Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot
of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved show, getting back to the outrage, and the outrage is all based upon misinformation, because the outrage should be directed at Hamas and their allies at Islamic Jihad, who launched their rockets so indiscriminately that one of them hit a hospital where innocent people had been trying to seek shelter in addition to medical help. Not all the people who were crowded in that hospital were patients. They were people who were trying to move out of the way of an active war. And some of the details on who actually was responsible for the explosion that killed hundreds of people, and we don't know exactly how many. There have been estimates as many as 500, but at least 300 is the lowest number I've seen. There's a spokesperson for the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, who talks about the available evidence that they have accumulated that this was a failed rocket attack aimed at Israel that fell and damaged this hospital, that when you think about it, Israel would have no reason to make that attack on the hospital. This is a IDF spokesman talking about their video and audio evidence, clip 5.5.
Because of the magnitude and the sensitivity, and because what we see that our enemies are trying to do with this fake event, we did a thorough investigation, and the information was approved, was seen and personally approved by the highest levels of command in the IDF. Now, what we have and what we're going to share, and this will happen momentarily, and I suppose in a few, well, within the hour, I hope, information will be out, which shows two things. Both footage of the event from above, from an Israeli UAV, and very tellingly, in a conversation between Hamas terrorists, which was intercepted by us, where they discussed the fact that, oh, there appears to have been a malfunction or an explosion by a rocket which landed short inside the Gaza Strip. And that is, of course, very authentic and very telling of exactly what happened.
And further comments about the analysis of what actually happened. This is clip 5.7.
We also, to be on the safe side, cross-checked all our systems, first and foremost to make sure that we did not fire in the area, and then we looked at the radar, which tracks enemy incoming fire, and we saw that there was a barrage of rockets that was fired from mid or northern Gaza Strip towards Israel exactly at the time or a little bit before the explosion reportedly happened, which was caught in our systems and perfectly corresponds with the information that we have.
And then a top advisor to Prime Minister Netanyahu, who met earlier today with the President of the United States, came on Fox News with Martha McCallum to talk about this hospital blast. Clip two.
The truth is we're investigating, and as the IDF said in their statement, they're looking into exactly what information we have and what happened. What we can say is the following. Number one, Israel does not target places like hospitals. Yeah, they're not a target for us, and we wouldn't have deliberately hit a hospital. Number two, we know that at the time of this tragedy, that Hamas was firing a barrage of rockets at Tel Aviv and the center of the country. I myself went to the bomb shelter here at because we were under attack. Now, in the past, there has been a pattern of behavior that we've seen that up to a third of rockets fired from Gaza fall inside the Gaza Strip because they malfunction. Now, it is possible. Once again, we don't know the facts, and that's why people should be very careful here, but it is possible that this was one of those rockets that malfunctioned.
And again, that was a statement before the later statement where they had found the evidence that that's exactly what it was. Today, a busy day, obviously, for the Prime Minister of Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu at a press conference talked about the true nature of Hamas. Listen, clip four.
Hamas are the new Nazis. Hamas is ISIS, in some instances worse than ISIS. And just as the world united to defeat the Nazis, just as the world united to defeat ISIS, the world has to stand united behind Israel to defeat Hamas. This is a part of an axis of evil of Iran and Hezbollah and Hamas. Their goal, open goal, is to eradicate the state of Israel. The open goal of Hamas is to kill as many Jews as they could, and the only difference is they would have killed every last one of us, murdered every last one of us, if they could. They just don't have the capacity, but they murdered an extraordinary 1,300 civilians, which in American terms is like many, many, many 9/11s. So obviously we must take action to defeat Hamas and to ensure that this doesn't happen again, but this is not only our battle, it is our common battle. The battle of civilization against barbarism. If it's not stopped here, this savagery will reach you very soon and reach the entire world.
Which I believe he is right about. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez disagrees. She wants a ceasefire, which is the target of the demonstrators, which means basically to accept the idea that Hamas, with no pledge of ending violence or their announced intention, which is right in their charter, to destroy the state of Israel, there will be no meaningful response to the horrors that they visited on the world and on the Jewish people in particular. This is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, congresswoman from the Bronx, on CNN. Clip 14.
You and several other of your colleagues released a statement calling for a ceasefire in the region. But I wonder, what is Israel supposed to do about Hamas after they murdered, brutalized, abducted over 1,000 of their citizens? Are they supposed to just do nothing?
Well, you know, I think what's important to note about a ceasefire is that it's not one-sided. Hamas has been sending thousands of rockets into Israel as well, and what is important is for us to identify our goal in terms of what safety means, in terms of what defense means.
But and I think, Congresswoman, I think the position from Israel's perspective is that there was already an attack, and Hamas already committed an attack. Mm-hmm. After that happened, do you really believe that they should not respond to that?
I think what is important in terms of response is Israel does have a right to self-defense. I think what we need to take a look at in this situation is if collective punishment qualifies as defense, if the blockade on water, food, electricity, if the dropping of white phosphorus which is an indiscriminate weapon, qualifies. So I do believe that there's a discussion to be had here. I don't believe that an either-or approach is what is necessary, but we should identify what our goal is, which is the cooling of tensions in the region.
Israel's goal is to rid the region of Hamas. They've been very clear about that. And I certainly take what you're saying about the condition of Gaza right now for civilians who, as you point out, are not synonymous with Hamas. But for Israel to deal with Hamas, which is a force that is actually detrimental to Palestinians,
absolutely,
how else are they supposed to address a violent militant, some, say, terrorist group, other than to go in there and take them on directly?
Well,
and by the way, when she jumps in and she says, some say terrorist group, the United States government says terrorist group. The European Union says terrorist group. Every scrap of evidence, the whole idea of organized murder and the murder of children, and then the latest horror, which is that they took cell phones, social media, and used social media, and used the cell phones of their victims to actually broadcast so that people saw the actual deeds of death. That idea of loving death and believing that it is somehow a solution, not worthy of humanity or certainly of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.